Well, Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord. We are so grateful for all you've done and all you're about to do. Lord, we ask that this time would be quiet as Shannon gives the message, Lord. Shannon has got a powerful testimony. And Lord, you have brought her through so much, as you have many of us. But Shannon is a powerful vessel for you, Lord, and she's emptied herself out to receive your word, Lord. And Father, I pray that you would use her in such a strong way today that souls will be saved, that people will realize that if they don't make that decision to serve you, that they're going to be lost forever. And Lord, we just thank you for Shannon's heart. We pray, Father, that every word that comes from her is directed by you. And Lord, may souls be saved here today. For it's only by your stripes that we've been healed. And Lord, we claim every promise that's in that wonderful book, the Holy Bible. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on that cross. We give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you can remain that nice and quiet and listen up to this message. It's a powerful message, and you need to hear it. And if I have to come around and tap you on the shoulder, which I hope I don't have to do, but if I do, don't be offended. I'm just reminding you to listen up.
Well, hello, everybody. Guess what I'm here to do today? I am here today to rub salt in the devil's wound. Woo! Okay, all week I have been receiving from the Lord, I believe. You know, I used to come to Jesus Said Ministries, come here and get food, and I was, a crack addict, and I ended up homeless, and all of these things, a stripper, come from a very bad life. We know this. However, what I've learned recently is that when somebody loves you and they hurt you, how do we react to that? The devil loves to come into your life. He came to kill, steal, and destroy, right? So now, when you think that when somebody hurts you that you love, and the way you react to that, like say two people that you really think love you and care about, you do something to hurt you and maybe make you jealous or try to really strike a nerve that's going to hurt you, how do you react to that? That can really dishonor God and give glory to the devil, or you can bring honor to Christ by the way you respond. So, my message is going to be, rub salt in the devil's wound. Do something that you normally don't do and bring glory to God. When I gave my life to Christ and asked for his forgiveness, the devil lost me. The verse in 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, "Now all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a separate and necessary part of it." I was thinking that if I now belong to Christ and I am part of his body, then the devil must have a body also. Boy, I must have left a huge wound in the devil's body because of the many different ways that he used me for his destructive purposes. I feel that the Lord is telling me to be salt. And when the enemy comes at you, then rub salt in his wound by overcoming evil with good. Do not react in a way that does not bring honor to Christ. Because Matthew 5:13 says that salt is good for seasoning. But if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live in peace with each other. Salt preserves you from corruption. Now, here are some of the ways that I have rubbed salt in the devil's wounds. And at the same time, God is doing what he says he will do in Ezekiel 37:29. He is cleansing me from my filthy behavior. So here's just some of the ways. The first one that I thought of, the very place that I once danced in, and I lived in a very immoral way, I'm now working out at. It has been turned into a gym, and now I have the opportunity to share Christ and his transforming power with the other people that I meet. I am no longer using my body to attract men, take their money, and destroy their marriages. I am allowing the Holy Spirit to use me for God's glory. Now, that's rubbing salt in the devil's wound. Now, the second one is, I also remember being an inpatient at Akron General Medical Center's psychiatric unit. A nurse practically had to drag me out of bed to get me to do exercises in the hall. I could barely stand on one leg and lift my legs up over my head. But now, I am finishing an aerobics class. I'm like, finishing this? Now, that's rubbing salt in the devil's wound. Now, since I have been saved, I have had many opportunities to show that greater is he that is living in me than he that is in the world. I had been working at a country club serving as a waitress, and the manager put me behind the bar. I had never been able to work behind a bar without taking a drink prior to my salvation. This time, not only did I not take a drink, but I was sharing what Christ had done in my life. Now, that was rubbing salt in the devil's wound. Now, that one certainly backfired. He had even set it up one time that a huge golf outing was taking place, and it was on the night of my Bible study. I was in desperate need of money. The tips were flying in. I could have easily made a few $100s. I chose to leave and let someone else make the money so that I could get to that Bible study. Now, that was rubbing salt in the devil's wound. So now what I am learning is that when something doesn't go your way, or if someone does something intentionally or even unintentionally to hurt you, take it with a grain of salt. Do exactly the opposite of what you normally do. Go, I'm going to use my shield. I'll use my shield of faith. I'll use my shield. I'll use my shield of faith. I just thought that was funny because you can actually throw that in there and really throw the devil off. Like, he's going to think you're going to react and really blow up, and then you're going to be like, oh, wait a minute, I know what game you're playing here, devil. I'm going to use my shield of faith. Take that. So the enemy will lose and God will get the glory. Yeah, I'm excited because I'm getting this, devil. God wins the victory every time we show faith in Christ. 1 Peter 1:7 says that these trials are only to test your faith, to show you that it is strong and pure. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. And your faith is more precious to God than mere gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried by fiery trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. So my question is to you, how have you rubbed salt in the devil's wounds lately? Now, I was interested in knowing what the qualities of salt were, since Matthew 5:13 tells us to have the qualities of salt. So I looked up salt on the internet, and I found a sermon from Clergy Resources that gave me two parts. First, the qualities found in salt. Second, the characteristics of the individual whose life reflects those qualities. And here's what they are. Okay, the first quality of salt is a little salt sets flavor in food. The characteristic that we as Christians have, we add better flavor to the life around us. Two, salt is a preservative. Our characteristics is we preserve the good of God's creation. Three, salt has healing properties. What are our qualities? Characteristics, we bring healing to the hurting people in our community. I thought of Steve and Judy and the volunteers here at Jesus Said Ministries. That's some of the qualities that I found on salt and the kind of qualities that we as followers of Jesus should have. But next, I wanted to know what kind of things that we could do with salt, and found many interesting uses. Actually, my husband found this on the internet for me. I really like this one. The one that I found stated that you can eliminate a grease fire by pouring salt on top to smother it. And then in parentheses it said, never use water on a grease fire. You know what I thought about? I thought about that watered-down gospel going around and that prosperity preaching that is so common today. No wonder there's so many, there are not many people running around on fire for Jesus. Because you don't come to Jesus to gain things. You come to Jesus to lose things. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his own soul? Then as I looked further, I found Psalms 140:10. Release the spirit of burning to burn up the works of darkness. I thought, what is this spirit of burning? Could it be salt? Then I found Mark 9:49 in the King James Version. And it states, for everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. What does that mean? Well, my study notes taught me that everyone will be salted with fire in one of two ways. Either by fiery tribulation in this life, which does come to those who genuinely follow Jesus Christ. Luke 14:33 says that no one can become my disciple without giving up everything for me. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the fertilizer. It is thrown away. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. Now, this is the worst way, and I hope nobody would choose this way, but the second way in which to be salted will be by the fire of hell in the next life, which comes to those who reject Jesus in this life. Oh, I pray that would not be your choice. God gives us a free will and does not desire that any should perish, but that all come unto repentance. Christ is standing at the door and knocking. He says, if any man or woman hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Oh, please invite Jesus into your heart by repenting and asking for his forgiveness. And start rubbing salt in the devil's wound by being an overcomer and having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That was my message today. And now that's rubbing salt in the devil's wound. Is there anybody that would like to come up to the altar and pray to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I promise you this, if he is calling you, he is coming soon. He is returning soon. And hell is a very real place. Now, I'll be honest with you. When I came to Jesus, I didn't believe in hell. And he showed me that hell was real. And I did it because I didn't want to go to hell. But you know what? I have fallen madly in love with Jesus. And he is changing my life for the better. Now I know when trials come why that is. Because the devil wants my soul back. You know? No. I'm not here for this life. The things that brought me pleasure no longer bring me pleasure anymore. You know why? Because Jesus living in me gives me new desires. Brand new desires. It's exciting to be a child of the Most High God and live a life for Him. Difficulties do come, but you know what? I have the victory living inside me. And the way that we overcome is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The devil wants to take your testimony and he wants to take your soul to hell with him. Because that's the only way that he can dishonor God. God loves every one of his children. And he wants all of your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But not just that, he wants to give you a good life in this earth while you're here. And show you the kind of love that other people can't show you. Nobody can love you the way Jesus can and God can. People will always disappoint you. Relationships will disappoint you. People aren't perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. But I promise you this, he will love you and he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. So please come and give your life to Jesus. Or if you're walking the fence, please come up and let us pray for you and give your soul, turn it over completely to him. And just watch what he does for you. So I just want to thank you for showing respect today and listening to the message. God bless you.